Good morning. I had a plan. I was going to talk about something this morning. I thought, oh, that's so awesome. I don't really have to wait for my life prompt. I already know what I'll talk about. That'll be good. And then, of course, life happened. And I'm going to talk about what life is calling me to talk about. Pain. So, the pain last night, the pain through the night, the pain this morning, it's got me shook. Luckily, Finn has helped this situation. He came home from school with a cough, and he's still coughing, and he's a little leaky, so he's going to stay home today. I'm not going to send him to school. So I can see my day changing in front of me, and I'm allowing that. Okay. I'll be doing different therapies for myself today. I won't be able to do what I was planning to relieve this pain. Maybe I'll be doing more kind of walking around outside while Finn plays. Right? I have a partner now for the day, so my plan to feel better needs to shift, needs to change a little bit. And luckily, I don't have too much going on today, except later I do have my dance class. And on painful mornings like this, I sometimes, you know, I project, I look at my entire day and think, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? What can I move around? What can I change? What can I cancel? Should I cancel? How do I make this decision? If I never had pain and then some pain popped in, that would be a little easier decision, but I experience pain a lot. And so it's kind of like I'm trying to figure out where is the line, right? Where is the line where doing things feels good, rest feels good. Am I supposed to do things or rest? Am I supposed to keep going or cancel? So I was feeling that the indecision can be my least favorite. So I decide Finn's not going to go to school. Okay, easy. That one is, even though I love when he goes to school and he loves when he goes to school, it's nice just to get rid of the indecision. And so when I made that decision, Finn's going to stay home, I felt some ease. Ah, all right. That put me at ease having made that decision. My next decision, I could feel it. Am I going to have dance class tonight? Of course you are, Amanda. You always have dance class. Just show up and do what feels best for you and your body. You know, like you tell everybody. That's what we do. We just show up. And we let the music move through us, like the breeze moves through the trees. Speaking of the breeze through the trees, there's a male cardinal. Hi. He's so bright and beautiful and right in front of my face. So he's bopping around in the shrubber. So it's Finn and I in the car this morning. We're headed home. Sunrise, beautiful. It's bright. It's a gorgeous day. I am in pain. He is coughing and leaking. But I feel a little lighter because I've made a decision. Okay, Finn's not going to go to school today. We are going to heal together today. And I don't know if I'm having dance tonight. And then, two gorgeous geese fly across the windshield and up towards the rising sun. Two geese. Not the full V. And immediately I thought, oh, they're going. They're going to join the V. The V of geese, the flying V. They are going to join because they've dropped out. I heard that geese, if one is injured, another or two. Fly down with the goose who's having a challenge, and the goose either heals or dies. And then the one or two geese that flew down with it rejoin. They rejoin the flock, or maybe another flock, right? Who knows, maybe they start their own. But that's what I heard, you know, when a goose drops out, another one goes with him or her, and they stay until the transition has been made to, right, either the next life or healing in this one. Then they get back to it together. And so I saw those two geese today, and I thought, okay, that's me and Finn. We're going to drop out together. We're going to heal together. We're going to transform together. And then we will rejoin our communities happily together with gusto towards the rising sun tomorrow. Not today. And so I thought, okay, no class tonight. No dance class tonight. Oof. It's a tough one for me because I'm a do what you say what you do, right? Tell the truth, be impeccable, just show up, all those things. And I'm also a goose who needs to take a break, who needs to drop out. With my son, I've got a partner. There's always someone with you. So drop out, or if you know someone who's dropping out and it's time for you to drop out with them, drop out with them. Be together. Witness the transformation and then get back to it. Get back to your community. So I recently, actually Olive has been doling out this advice. Sometimes it's tricky, but on a day like today, it makes perfect sense. So I'll share this piece of advice. If Olive doesn't know what she wants to do, I tell her, okay, here we go. We're going to flip a coin. You ready? Heads, you do it. Tails, you don't. Heads, you do it. Tails, you don't. Here we go. I flip the coin and it lands. And I tell her the outcome. And then I ask her how you feel about it. And if she feels like, all right, oh, thank God, excellent. Then of course, that's the choice you wanted to make anyway. But if you flip the coin and it says do it and you don't want to do it, you're going to go, oh. And the point is not to have the coin make the decision. The point is to get in touch with how you feel about the decision, about the options. And so I realized today, if I were to flip a coin and it said no dance class tonight, I would be so relieved. I would be put at ease. Oh, that sounds great. I don't have to lug my heavy equipment. I don't have to be on the countdown. I can completely release all the stress associated with that. And that energy will be used to heal. I love dance. But of course it drains my energy. I love my family. Of course it drains energy. And so today, Finn and I are reclaiming our energies together. And we're letting the flock fly on. And that's okay. And that's okay to drop out. So, let's take a moment and breathe. Make it a feel-good breath, in or out through the nose, through the mouth, through the ears, who cares? Just take in fresh air. Let it out. Take in fresh air. Let it out. I love the geese. I often, my close friends, I will just send them a message that says honk, honk, honk. Because, you know, the geese, well, they're more like, honk. I can do a pretty good honk, right? They honk each other on. The person in the front, the tip of the V, who's just killing it up there, right? Oh, hi, neighbor. So the tip of the V is just killing it. And the honkers are honking on the leader. They're like, yeah, get it, Sally. Yeah, honk, honk, honk. And then when Sally, the leader, needs to take a break, she does. She drops back and somebody else, boom, takes the leader position and they all honk. They all honk them on. They're like, get it. Thank you so much for leading. You've got this. Take a break whenever you need to. And then the leader takes a break whenever they need to. And another goose, phew, takes the lead. And they honk each other on. So take the lead, drop out, honk each other on. Take a break completely with someone. Rejoin. It's all a big cycle. So wherever you're at, there's always something next. You're either going to, if you're tired, drop out. If you need a break, take a break. If you need to just be with someone, be with someone. You need to rejoin the community, rejoin the community. And if you're not sure what to do, I don't know, maybe flip a coin. And observe your reaction to it. And then you'll know what brings you ease. So go with what brings you ease. Trust that life will take care of you. Trust that life has your back. Trust that life is honking you on. Trust that life will take over when you need to drop out. Trust that life will be there with you when you've taken your break. And trust that life will guide you back to the flock. Trust yourself. Trust the birds. I'll see you tomorrow. Did you just hear that, Robin? Oh, and the train? Let's stay for a train whistle or two, shall we? Thank you for this day. Thank you for this day, life. Thanks for being here with me. Okay, bye.